What is up, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal King Podcast. This is episode number 187. I don't know why, but when I said that, it made me think of like 187 on a mother. Anyways, there's some old rap songs around there. Maybe if you're an older guy like me, you probably know the lyrics to that. But anyways, definitely excited for this episode. It is a little bit different. It is a solo episode, but I know that there seems to be a lot of crisis, a lot of chaos, a lot of craziness going on. And I want to kind of break down in this episode why this is happening. In fact, I think that from a larger scale picture standpoint, this is probably one of the more important episodes I believe that I've done. And you'll see why when we get into it, because it does really break down, in my opinion, kind of why we're seeing what we're seeing, what the next steps are going to look like, and how we can best make sure that we're ready to move forward. So hopefully you enjoy this one. Also, too, want to let you know, go get yourself some Crosso Meats. You don't want to be hungry. If we are moving into this fourth turning, you'll kind of hear what I'm talking about. You're going to want to make sure you're fed, you're taken care of. You're going to want to make sure all that stuff. If you're going to be fed, you might as well get the best meat that you can. So again, go to www.crossomeats.com. No spaces, no hyphens, just crossomeats.com. Check out all the amazing options there to get some great meat. All right, everybody, excited about this one? Let's get started. So the question is this: how do we live the best life that we can with the limited amount of time that we get to be here? Is it by accumulating success and fame and fortune and everything else that society tells us that we need in order to be fulfilled? Or is it much more simple than that? My name is Derek Wilson. I'm the host of the Primal King Podcast, and we're going to be answering this as well as many other questions as we move forward. What is up, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal King Podcast. As always, super excited to have you on board today. Another solo episode. So I want to kind of dive in, because typically what I like to do on the podcast here is to kind of try to hopefully give you some guidance, or at least, I don't know if I would say guidance, right? But maybe just more kind of perspective or lessons that I've learned, and hopefully be able to pass those on. And, you know, I kind of try to stay out of the minutia of like current issues. Obviously those come up, and those are kind of interlocked into everything, because obviously what's happening, you know, across our country, across the world can impact us, and, you know, trying to be able to navigate some of those things. Well, today I want to go in a little bit of a different path, and I kind of feel like this is almost like a warning, because we're seeing some really, really crazy things happen. And I know for a lot of us, it can be really confusing. It can be overwhelming even, right? Like if you are following kind of what's going on, it might seem like it's just kind of a never ending, just almost like kind of chaos, right? Like it's, you know, between the war with Ukraine and Russia, and then, you know, China and Russia linking up. And I don't know if you guys have seen, but like a lot of these countries now starting to do their own trading with China and moving away from the US dollar, which really people aren't talking about how big of an impact that can have over the long term. Like really, really big financial impact for us. Obviously we've had some banks failing. And then on top of that, you have here recently, you know, as I'm recording this, Trump was just indicted. So you're going to have like the political fallout and probably protests around that. And it's just like every day you turn around, you know, like the whole controversy about a trans kid going in and shooting up a Christian school. Like it just seems like it's never ending, right? Like and maybe, I don't know, maybe as you get older, you get more in tune with some of these things. But the reality is, even 10 years ago, there was political banter, there was stuff going on, but it never seemed to like come at us the way it is now, right? It's almost just like crisis after crisis after crisis. Well, if you start kind of understanding history better, you understand that this is completely normal. And as much as what we want to think that we're so smart and we're so intelligent and we've come so far and we've got this technology, really these patterns just go over and over and over again. And that's what leads into today, which is, so there's a book, and maybe even more so above that, a philosophy, where it talks about the fourth turning. And this is essentially a cycle that just goes over and over and over. And if you look at this, it's fascinating how accurately history does seem to repeat itself, right? Like maybe some of you nuts out there that think we're living in a simulation, maybe we just run the same simulation like every 80, 90 years or whatever it is. But basically, you know, to kind of break this down so you understand what I'm talking about is that the fourth turning essentially has four stages in it. And are these exact years? Of course not. But these are things that happen roughly every human life, right? So if you think, you know, a human life, a long human life, as they term it, is, let's say, 80 to 90 years, pretty much you're going to go through all of these cycles within your lifetime. Now, the way that it works is it starts with a high, and it moves to an awakening, it moves to an unraveling, and then it moves to crisis. And there's, you know, there's a number of ways that you've probably heard this break down. There's the meme that gets shared over and over and over again. I know I've shared it before, which is, you know, weak men create hard times create strong men create good times create weak men. And the cycle goes over and over and over, right? That's essentially this exact same model because it is true. And so what typically happens in the first stage of the fourth turning is you have the high. And so the most recent example of this would be like the mid-40s to the mid-60s, right? We just got out of World War II. We're kind of on top of the world. Now, understand too, like I get there's going to be people that are like, we didn't have women's rights. We didn't have, you know, minority rights yet, right? There's all that civil unrest. But where I'm coming at this from is more from like a financial side of it, where the most part of like our country, like you could work a normal job and still own a home, right? Like there was optimism in our country. We just got out of the war and people are getting married and we're, you know, everyone was having all these kids and it was kind of like this explosion and this optimism. It was this high. And then you move into the second side of this, the second stage, which is the awakening, right? And so when you have an awakening, really what it is you've had all this good momentum. And then it creates like an awakening, which could be, you know, like a couple of examples would be like music, maybe a sexual revolution, right? Like we've seen in the kind of the late 60s. You know, it's really kind of taking everything that, you know, that kind of came out of that first stage and then taking it to the next level, right? And then after that, you start having an unraveling. So really, you kind of seen that from like the mid-60s to the mid-80s. It was kind of an awakening. Like think of how many things happened in there in terms of an awakening, which is, you know, civil rights legislation was passed in that time. Obviously, women's rights were passed in that time. You know, we saw prominent figures like Martin Luther King emerge. You know, so it was really an awakening. It was almost, okay, like we have this high. Now we have to start righting some of these wrongs. And then, though, you move into the unraveling, which is, you have it really good. You have this awakening. And then because we're human beings, it's like we can't ever leave well enough alone, right? We can't just be happy with happy. We have to basically start unraveling ourselves and be a victim of essentially good times, right? And so that's where, you know, you kind of see the mid-80s to the early 2000s, right? Which is, think about all the stuff that started happening in there with the unraveling. We had wars in Iraq. We had war in Afghanistan. We had obviously 9/11, Columbine shooting really kind of kicked off like all of these school shootings. You start having this unraveling. And then, you know, you move to 2010, kind of in there, you start moving toward crisis, right? Like 2008, we had the mortgage crisis. And then it moves into, obviously we have COVID. And it looks like now we're probably going to be entering into wars, like if things keep going this way, political unrest, right? And so this cycle just goes over and over and over. If you want to go before that, you could go back to the Civil War. So 80 years before our last high was the Civil War. And then you kind of go through the same cycle. 80 years before that was the Revolutionary War, right? Which brought about a super high after the war and our independence. And this cycle just goes over and over and over throughout history. And it's fascinating how actually accurate it is. You know, I mean, especially within our country, you can go back and look at these events and look at the way that each of these blocks have changed. But it really, if you think about it, like it makes so much sense, right? Because even look at it this way. If I know for me and my experience, right? And again, nothing is absolute. So, you know, just keep that in mind. But usually what I've noticed is that someone who works really, really hard and becomes wealthy, they are the greatest people you'll ever meet. They're grateful. They're hardworking. They're typically honest, right? Like they know what it's like to kind of go through the crap and then to be on the other side of it. And so because of that, they're usually super, super grateful. And then they have kids. And a lot of times with those kids, they grow up so much better than mom and dad did because they have money. And a lot of times those kids will be great kids. But when you start seeing people that have like this generational wealth, typically by the third generation, you start getting the blue hairs that are out there, you know, being crazy, right? Like you start seeing this almost unraveling in this family. And then by the fourth generation, it's, you know, a lot of times it's crisis mode. You know, like I know people who come from generational wealth, and it seems like by the third generation, those people are insufferable. They're miserable. They're unraveling, right? You know, they're not grateful anymore. They kind of expect, you know, all these luxuries and everything else. Now, again, this is not absolute, but again, like our country is always going to be a very big collection, obviously, of individuals. And so if we see that in individual families, what do you think it would be like in our country? So as you get further and further down the line with this, you know, the high after coming off of World War II and there's the boom and, you know, all of a sudden people have all these, you know, consider great jobs, right? Like factory takes off and you could work at a factory and have a great job. And, you know, you could have stability and you could build your little house and your white picket fence. And, you know, you could have 3 to 4 kids and, you know, again, like be happy and live a great life. But then that goes to the next generation. And these people start growing up in these nice houses with the white picket fence, and they maybe become a little more spoiled. And then by the third generation from there, these people have never really known hardship, right? Like that's kind of where I fall into this. Because as hard as what I feel like maybe some of my early years would have been, right? Just from a monetary standpoint, like my family's great, whatever. Like I've never like seriously had to wonder where I was going, you know, like how I was going to eat, right? Where people who grow up, like who were born in the 20s, like there was some times there, talk to some of these old timers, there's not a whole lot of them left, right? But like some of those people, they didn't know if they were going to eat, right? They're living through the Great Depression. And so when those people get back from the war, or, you know, they get to see kind of the spoils of the war after, you know, we won it and our country kind of becomes a global superpower, those people are so grateful. They would still like some of these old people, like you'll notice they still save everything because they grew up when they didn't have anything. Whereas us, my generation, the generation after me, like think about how often, like we'll throw away food all the time. It's not a big deal. But you go to some of these people who are pretty old, like they'll have stuff in their fridge from like 2 weeks ago that they're going to eat. They're not going to waste it. Right. And it is, it's like this entitlement that we all have. I have it. I know I have it. I try not to, but why wouldn't I be entitled? I've lived in some of the greatest period of time in human history. The problem is though, is that I feel like we're moving out of that potentially, especially if we continue down this road, right? Like most of us, you know, that are my age, like we witnessed the Afghanistan war, the Iraq war, but the reality is for most of us, it didn't touch us, right? It really didn't. Like, and I know that maybe we, you know, like me, I've had cousins who are there and stuff like that. But like, I never lost a family member during those wars. You go back to World War II and everybody knew somebody who died in that war, right? Even Vietnam wars, right? Like some of that. And so you start understanding like this stuff goes in cycles. So why do I tell you all of this? Because number one, I feel like we look at everything going on and we wonder, why is this happening? Right? Like, am I crazy? Because it seems like we are absolutely in crisis after crisis after crisis, where, you know, it goes from COVID to the George Floyd riots to January 6th stuff to, you know, Trump getting investigated and getting raided by the FBI for documents. Now he's indicted for paying hush money to a stripper or whatever it was, right? Like, it's just one thing after, and there's like 100 other things in there, you know, jab mandates and like, you know, all of the craziness around that. It just seems like it's a never ending crap storm over and over and over and over. And it's because we're in that fourth turning. We're in that fourth section right now. So once you understand that, it's like, okay, like our country is going through a crisis. Like our world most likely will be going through even more of a crisis. Is that going to be war? Is that going to be more pandemics? Like who knows? But that's where we're at. So the best thing that I could encourage everybody to do, and I know something that I've been really trying to focus on lately, is just to be prepared for it, right? Like, I don't know if that means that you need to go out and be a full-on, like, paranoid prepper and, you know, do all this craziness and build your bunkers and everything like that. But I do think it would be wise for you to maybe have a little bit of extra food. Maybe make sure you do have, like, access to clean drinking water if, God forbid, something happened, right? Like, I'm always going to be a big advocate, and I know that anymore this is super controversial, but I mean, we have three basic needs, right? Food, water, and shelter. If you have those things, you can stay alive. But the fourth one that, again, I know can be controversial is you better damn well have a way to defend those three things. Because if you have food, shelter, and water, at some point, if things ever did get bad enough, there's going to be somebody who wants your food, water, and shelter. And we have to be doing everything we can to prepare ourselves to protect our food, shelter, and water. Now, again, like this stuff just goes back to basics. So how does it fit into the podcast or the theme of you know, kind of what I like to talk about? Well, look, like I feel like one of the most primal things that we can do is to make sure that our family is taken care of, right? Whether you're a man, woman, or anything else, like our main purpose here, in my opinion, is to make sure our kids are taken care of, right? That they're able to be safe as possible. They're able, you know, like you don't want to watch your kids starve. So I know as soon as people start talking about like prepping and everything else, it has this connotation of being like some wacko weirdo, some conspiracy theorist, you know, some person who's just super paranoid. The government's not coming to get you, man. Like, I'm not saying any of that could be true, right? I don't know. Like, I don't know what's going to happen. But we are in a crisis phase of the fourth turning. And so how bad that becomes, I don't know. You know, maybe we're through the most of it with the crisis phase of this. I have a feeling though, just kind of the temperature wise, and one of the reasons why I feel like I've been able to have some success in the financial side of things, I feel like is that like, I kind of feel like I can see things before other people do. I don't mean that to sound arrogant, but I feel like I do have that ability, right? Like with different accounts I've been a part of, kind of seeing the stuff come before maybe other people did. I felt like, you know, when it came to the whole COVID stuff, like I was able to see a lot of that before a lot of other people. Obviously, there's receipts. You can go back and listen to past episodes. Like, yeah, I was a little bit nervous when it first happened. I was seeing the same videos of people in China just dropping dead that most likely now you think were probably doctored. But I felt like I was able to see through it pretty fast. And I feel like I'm kind of seeing some of the same things here. Now, maybe you'll come back to this episode in 5 years from now and be like, yeah, you're a Looney Tune that should have been wearing a tinfoil hat, right? Like, and maybe that's the case. But at the same time, you'll never be upset that maybe you had a little bit more protection for your family. Maybe you had a source of clean drinking water, something as simple as that, in case anything ever went bad. You know, maybe a little extra food, something like that, in case, again, something went bad. And the other side of this is I encourage people like be vocal about your thoughts, right? Like there's things happening within our country right now that are very, very concerning from like a political standpoint, maybe kind of crossing some of these lines that have never been crossed before. And just being able to voice your concern and make sure that you are being heard. Because like the old saying goes, like all that evil needs to persist is for good men to do nothing, right? And so by never sharing opinions, by never having dialogue, by never calling out the BS when we see it, I mean, at the end of the day, isn't that essentially enabling it? But I'm going to wrap it up with this, guys, and I encourage you to go and check out the fourth turning and check out the way these dates and timelines kind of line up, because like when I started learning about this, I was just fascinated by it. Because again, like one of the things that I think can make people successful in business is being able to see patterns, right? Like even Tony Robbins, I've heard talk about this, where, and he kind of equates it to seasons of the year, right? Like you have winter, you have spring, you have summer, you have fall. And like we're headed into winter right now, if not like right in the middle of it. And the way you get through winter is by doing things in the spring and the summer and the fall. So if you haven't done that, you have time to do that now, right? Like hopefully. I mean, we'll see what happens and everything else, but I just kind of wanted to bring some light to this. I'm not saying that I have some great wisdom around it. You know, I'm not saying I have all the answers on what we should all individually do to stop this, the crisis phase of this, because I don't know that we can, right? It's just like a cycle. It's like an evolution that has to play out, right? Kind of like sometimes when you get sick, it's like the only thing you can do is just battle through it, right? And it'll get better. And so I think that that's probably the answer. But while you're battling through a sickness, it helps if you have obviously like things to help you get better faster or to make sure you don't die from that illness, right? Like you want to be able to have the best fighting chance you can to get through a crisis or a sickness or whatever it may be. And so being prepared for that stuff is very important. So just understand like this stuff is part of a cycle. I don't think we have to be terrified of it. You know, is it concerning to me? Absolutely. But if you go again and you see this, and I would encourage any of you to go and kind of look into how these cycles happen. And, you know, there's always kind of mini markers along through this. And then once I think we understand it, it makes it so much easier to accept it and then prepare for it and hopefully get through it without a whole lot of turmoil, right? So again, guys, go check it out. Make sure you are being prepared for whatever craziness can come at us in this fourth turning here because we are here. And yeah, from there, we just got to be able to be resilient. Business, if you own a business, it's probably going to be hard the next few years, right? I know with my business, like that's concerning for me. We've had a lot of kind of easy money flowing for the last 10, 15, 20 years, right? I mean, we had the financial crisis, but outside of that, like it's been pretty good for most businesses. You haven't had to be great at business in order to make money. And as financial institutions have failed and people are getting a little more tight with their money and inflation and all that stuff, like business is going to be a little more challenging. So prepare for it. You know, try to put a little money away if you can. And again, like try to put some other stuff away as well. So I hope that helps. I hope at least gives you some perspective as to why we're seeing what we're seeing. It's natural. Might not be comfortable, might not be great to think about or talk about, but it is natural. It's happening. And so now what we have to be able to do is to adapt, adjust, and move forward. So have an awesome weekend. Hopefully this isn't too doomy and gloomy. I don't want it to be that way. I want this to be able to call out what is happening so we can pivot and make adjustments and be successful. Even if kind of everything else is in crisis mode, we can all still make sure that we're taken care of. All right, everybody. Have an awesome day. Have an awesome weekend. Talk to y'all soon.
I absolutely love having you as a listener of the Primal King podcast. If you don't want to miss out on the great content, then it's time to hit that subscribe button right now. Do not be left behind. And then share your thoughts and feedback with a written review of the show. I read every single one of these, and it helps me make sure I am serving you best. It also allows others to find this content, and it builds this community. Make it an awesome day, and we'll see you next time.